This is the 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories podcast from 90.5 WESA. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. Each week, we introduce you to people in the Pittsburgh area who are striving to make their community a better place to live. The series is sponsored by UPMC, Life-Changing Medicine. This episode, food pantry advisors on the north side, youth soccer and grassroots organizing in Elliott, and in Squirrel Hill, helping seniors stay active in their community. Our first story was reported by 90.5 WESA's Noah Broad and follows Jenna Thompson and Darlene Rushing, who started a specialized volunteer group with the Northside Food Pantry.
It was the holiday season of 2012 when Central Northsider Jenna Thompson first asked her neighbor, Darlene Rushing, to join her in volunteering at the Northside Food Pantry. Rushing agreed and came in to help on the pantry's last day of operation before closing for the holidays.
We were down to no produce, very little food left, and the people who were coming in the week before Christmas and Hanukkah were getting wrapped up beef jerky and granola bars, whatever we could find. And I started thinking that winter and spring, that's not the best that the North Side can do.
Rushing called together some other pantry volunteers for some brainstorming sessions at her house. Those meetings became the genesis for a volunteer group. They call themselves the Food Pantry Advisors. Since then, the advisors have been the catalyst for several major improvements, including new renovations to make the pantry ADA compliant, plus a new website. They've been fundraising too, increasing the number of monthly donors from 5 to 65. And the group has secured funding for new exterior signage, lighting, and paint to give the pantry some curb appeal. Rushing says the next thing on their list is reliability.
We'd like to get to the point, though, where there's always oatmeal on the shelves, where there's always a canned fruit and fruit juice on the shelves, where there's always a can of tuna. We can't yet get to that level of reliability, sustainability.
But the advisors want to provide more than just food for the Northside's struggling families. The pantry serves anywhere from 450 to 1,000 households in a given month, and fellow volunteer Jana Thompson says her group would like to offer those clients cleaning supplies and hygiene products too.
Because being poor is one crisis after another, and if we can help be a steady part of your crisis-filled life, we will be helping you, not just by feeding you, but by lowering the stress level in your life.
Thompson says with Rushing's help, the food pantry advisors have been making a difference, but there's more to be done.
All these people through Observatory Hill, Perry Hilltop, Brighton Heights, all of these people are hungry and they all need help, and we're all supposed to be helping each other. And we're doing a fine job so far, and Darlene has been that center to get us started, but we're always still looking for more people to help us.
Rushing notes that the pantry's success is a result of the community working together. She says the number of people donating to and volunteering for the pantry has increased to nearly 1,000 in recent months.
So I have every confidence that in the future, the food pantry advisors will be able to meet our goal, which is no one going hungry on the north side.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Noah Broad.
I'll bring you our next story, which takes us to Neville Island, where Dorothy Antonelli and the nonprofit Neville Green work to maintain the island's environment. A 12 and under soccer team from Elliott breaks from the huddle before a match. Tonight, they're playing on a grass field at Beachview's Alton Park. Alex Folds paces on the sideline as the game picks up.
Clear it out! Clear it out! Help him out!
Sports mean a lot to Folds. When he was growing up in Elliott, he had trouble controlling his temper, and he switched schools a lot.
I was basically in a fight every month all through high school.
He found an outlet in sports like soccer and boxing, and they helped him get his emotions in check and make it to college. At 40, he now volunteers as a coach. In years past, Foles' team was part of a citywide travel league organized by City Parks. They provided the referees, equipment, and a field at Riverview Park in the north side. Foles says the league was about a half step up in competition from the in-house neighborhood rec leagues.
Kids who are a little more interested, so to speak, but maybe not at the club level.
The citywide league provided a nice middle ground. But over the summer, Folds got some bad news from City Parks.
They sent a letter out without any kind of explanation whatsoever, a bulk email saying that they were not going to do fall soccer.
When reached for comment, City Parks said the league was called off because not enough teams had signed up. Jen Wilson's son, Justin, is on the U-12 Elliott team. She says soccer is really popular in the neighborhood, and not having the league left the kids bummed.
Even when they don't have practices or games scheduled, this group of kids gets together on their own and gets a soccer ball and goes up to Herschel.
That's the field on Herschel Street. Folds sees the same thing at Wabash Field, where he built a goal.
Because there's nothing else available for them. We have no rec centers. We don't have much for kids to do at all.
And yet, despite the absence of City Parks, here's this match going on in Beachview.
Instead of the city providing the refs and the city providing the rosters and the schedule, we decided we could all do it on our own.
Nicole Bobitsky runs a similar soccer program at Washington Heights Athletic, which mostly draws from Mount Washington and Carrick.
What I did is I just started looking up the teams that I knew that played in the league the year before, and I just started contacting their presidents.
She was able to find enough teams to put together a small league. It happened so quickly that it doesn't even have a name yet. Basically, it runs by having the home team for each game provide the refs and fields like City Parks did in the past, although it's not quite as standardized.
We're playing on different size fields. We're playing with different size goals.
Babitsky says Folds has been all in from the start.
He has fielded games that weren't necessarily supposed to be at his field just so the kids can play. He has found referees. He coaches both teams.
In the future, Folds hopes the City Parks League will be back. But if it's not, he says the neighborhoods will keep their new league going and make it better. Even if it can't get back to the same level, the essentials will be there.
You keep kids off the street from doing bad things. How do you do that? You give them something healthy and good to do.
Our final story is coming up.
WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, is supported by UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Our last story features Rachel Tomboski, the creator of Giving It Forward Together, a Squirrel Hill-based organization that helps keep seniors active through community service. Noah Broad has that one.
Rachel Tomboski was born in California, but she and her parents moved to Squirrel Hill while she was still young to become part of the Jewish community there.
They came here for the schooling. I grew up here, went to the yeshiva, and got married, and I'm here now. I'm a mother of eight, oldest being 20, turning 21, youngest is 3.
Despite the busy home life, since June of 2015, Tomboski has found the time to run the nonprofit group Giving It Forward Together, or GIFT. The organization engages seniors who are homebound or living in a senior community by providing them with opportunities to give back to their own neighborhoods. Tomboski says GIFT's programs tap into seniors' abilities to stay active in the community.
So there's tons, and thankfully, we need that, tons of agencies capitalizing on what seniors can't do, but is anyone focusing on what seniors can still do?
That can be anything from filling backpacks with school supplies for disadvantaged children to preparing holiday meals for other seniors. GIFT also has a program in which seniors help get shelter pets acclimated to human contact. Tomboski says GIFT's holiday meal packages have been especially appreciated. Here, she reads a thank you note written by the caregiver of a solitary homebound senior.
I surprised her and set the table, and when she came in, she was overwhelmed to see the table looking like a true Passover Seder should look. It brought tears to her eyes. Thank you to all who made that possible.
GIFT's home base of Squirrel Hill has an especially large senior population. First of all, it's a big place, covering almost 4 square miles in the East End. With a population of more than 26,000, about 1 in 12 Pittsburghers hails from the neighborhood. And as of the 2010 census, about 35% of Squirrel Hill residents were over the age of 60. But Tomboski says there's plenty of need for engaging the elderly in other areas, too, so she's taken GIFT programs to Rankin, Braddock, Oakland, the South Side, and others.
When we're dealing with our elderly community, the feeling of loneliness it hits everybody, meaning that even if you're wealthy or even if you're poor, when you're a homebound senior, it doesn't matter what you have in your bank.
Calling seniors the forgotten demographic, Tomboski says she thinks ageism is a problem entrenched in American culture. To help change attitudes, she's launching a new program in which college-age volunteers will visit homebound seniors. It's called Just Say Shalom.
If I can work now with college-age students, that when they get older and they're the ones that are giving grant money and they're giving funding, they're going to remember their experience and how these are real people that are the ones that actually laid out our where we are today, right? They're the ones that did all the hard work so that we are here today. Shouldn't we be giving them thanks?
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Noah Brode.
That marks the end of this episode. Thank you for tuning in. 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories is an ongoing project, and you can be a part of it. If you know someone who you think would make a good story for this series, you can nominate them on our website, wesa.fm/90. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. See you next time.